His Last Bar by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. The book has a preface by Dr. Watson. The friends of Mr. Sherlock Holmes will be glad to learn that he is still alive and well, though somewhat crippled by occasional attacks of rheumatism. He has for many years lived on a small farm upon the Downs, 5 miles from Eastbourne, where his time is divided between philosophy and agriculture. During this period of rest, he has refused the most princely offers to take up various cases, having determined that his retirement was a permanent one. The approach of the German war caused him, however, to lay his remarkable combination of intellectual and practical activity at the disposal of the government, with historical results which are recounted in His Last Bow. Several previous experiences, which have lain long in my portfolio, have been added to His Last Bow, so as to complete the volume. John H. Watson, M.D. The Adventure of Wisteria Lodge. 1. The Singular Experience of Mr. John Scott Eccles. I find it recorded in my notebook that it was a bleak and windy day towards the end of March in the year 1892. Holmes had received a telegram whilst we sat at our lunch, and he had scribbled a reply. He made no remark, but the matter remained in his thoughts, for he stood in front of the fire afterwards with a thoughtful face, smoking his pipe and casting an occasional glance at the message. Suddenly he turned upon me with a mischievous twinkle in his eyes. "I suppose, Watson, we must look upon you as a man of letters," said he. "How do you define the word grotesque?" "Strange, remarkable," I suggested. He shook his head at my definition. "There is surely something more than that," said he. "Some underlying..."